Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Miller moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. Hooper moves to third. Mostill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Mulligan. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-1 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Collins reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leverett moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leverett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 0-for-3 in the game. Maw still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.